Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Monday, January the 17th, 2022. 15 minutes past the hour. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. holiday to everybody who does not have to go to work today. Government officials, people in banks, postal carriers, and certainly the kids in school. And how ironic is it that the snow fell on a day when we would not have school regardless? Well, I took my yardstick out there during the break. 3.5 inches here at the radio station. Marion's most accurate weather reporting station. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, Jack.
Hey, Bob, how's it going?
I just called from the media on the wire.
Go ahead.
Well, if you're driving, if anybody ever read your driver's manual and ever taken your test, they would know. When the yellow light is flashing, it's that man in the belt mountains. When that light is flashing, you got to heal their yellow avenue. You will proceed with caution. On belt mountain avenue, the light will be flashing red. You will stop and then proceed with caution. That is the way it reads your driver's manual. Anytime you will go on caution, on yellow, and stop, and then proceed on the red.
All right, so it's proceed with caution on yellow, and stop, and proceed with caution on red.
Right, and then the other one is, you're talking about the number of inches that we got. The official weather report comes from the airport. And that's where you get your weather from, the Marion Airport, and the state of whatever measurement, that's where you get it from the airport.
Now, who gets that? Is that the Weather Channel? They get it from the airport?
They report.
Huh.
They report to the station. If you watch, like, monochromatic stations, usually 10 or 1, when there's a storm or whatever, they're still at the airport here every now and then.
Well, it's interesting.
They have my issues with that.
Well, it's interesting. They might have that, and I'm not. They probably do. But back when I was at WMRN, I forget what service we were hooked into, but it had something to do. I believe it was the National Weather something or other. National. Yeah, and we kept all the snow totals and rain totals and highs
right.
And lows and all that.
Yeah, but
Probably for the television stations, but I don't know about the National Weather Association. I think you're right about the television stations.
Yep.
All right, thanks, Bob.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I think the television stations all go by the airport, and I think even at one point there was a school here in town that the Columbus stations would watch. But I don't know what school that was. But as far as weather totals here in Marion, the snow totals here at the radio station, 3.5 inches. I went and stuck my yardstick in a smooth embankment of snow. 3.5 inches came down last night, and I have not seen any relief, so I'm guessing that we are still under a level one. Now, we're getting a report from out in Clarendon from Jeannie Evers that she went out on her back porch and driveway, and both came up to 2.5 inches. So out in Clarendon, 2.5 inches. So over here on the south side of town, 3.5. Out in Clarendon, 2.5. Thanks, Jeannie, for the weather report. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Scott. I think you're talking about the National Weather Service in Cleveland.
Yeah, it must be.
Yeah. And they're also the ones that put on the classes. And I think, have you ever taken that?
No, I've never been to that.
Oh, you should. You should do it. So if the windpipe, bless his heart, if Adam hasn't done it, he should too. And if I catch it right and everything this year, I'll let you guys know. But when we take those classes, then we're considered a weather spotter.
Oh.
And you're given a number, and that's registered at Cleveland. So then, you know, when these storms come up, if you go out and watch storms or you measure hail or, you know, all that sort of thing, then you as a weather spotter can call Cleveland and make that report and give them your number. And then that's noted, and that helps them a lot because then they compare all the different calls they get from people in the particular areas.
You know, it's always been interesting to me because when I was at MRN for those 5 years, like I say, we had to keep the records, and they were sent off probably to Cleveland, and I was always amazed that because I thought being a group that keeps the records, that we would have been a little more sophisticated in our methods. Now, as far as the highs and lows, now we had a very sophisticated machine that did that. It was electric. It was hooked up somewhere outside the building. It always recorded the highs and lows, so you didn't have to, you know, like look back through anything. You could just hit the button and it would give you the highs and lows. But when it came to snowfall, it was grabbing a yardstick right inside the back door, going out and sticking it in a snow a spot out back. And when it came to rain, there was a can out back. I can't remember what kind of can it was, but it was just an old can, and it was out back. And basically the same thing. You stuck the yardstick in the can, and you saw how much rain fell, and then you dumped the can out.
As opposed to a rain gauge?
Yeah, there was no rain gauge. I guess that was a homemade rain gauge.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but
it would work.
Yeah, but it was. You know, I was always curious. I'm sure there were some specifications to that can, because that would impact how much, how many inches of rain you would get.
Well, my thought on that is, if you've got it measured, see, my rain gauge is measured. It goes 1 inch, 2 inch and a half, all that kind of stuff. But it all depends, as far as the size of it goes, you would still have the same amount in depth.
Well,
you
see,
know, whether,
like, if I had a big, I'm trying to, like, if I had a paint can, and I don't know how many inches, because we didn't pour it into anything. We just stuck the yardstick down in it.
Yeah, well, that would work. It's just a rain gauge. It's so much more easier to read quickly, you know.
You know, now that I think about it,
rain gauge.
I wonder how that does work. Because I have a rain gauge in my front yard at home. Now, the rain gauge is, I mean, it's not even as big as a soup can. It's much more. But if rain fell in a soup can and you measured it with a ruler, you would get many less inches than you would in a rain gauge. Because the soup can just is wider.
Yeah, but it takes in more rain.
The soup can?
Well, yeah. Visualize it. It'll take in more rain, which will make up the difference for the smaller one that would take in less rain.
I guess that's
right.
Right? Yeah. You're probably. I just wonder. I guess it would just have to be in an open field, I guess.
Well, yes. I know I have this big tree out here, and so I have to keep mine away from the tree, more out in the center of the yard. But I tried to get out the back door because I was going to measure two, and the spot I measured was just about between 3.5 and 4 as far as the snow goes. But I did want to mention the Skywarn school. I think that's what, you know, whoever was talking about that, and I think it'd be a neat idea. It's they do it every year. It's been at Tri Rivers. It's been at OSU. And it's interesting, and you do get your card, and You can call if you want to. And also wanted to tell you, Scott, wouldn't a straight shot for you be right down Mount Vernon Avenue up to Vine? And you don't have to flatten out Vine, I don't believe, down to West Washington, and then cross over the Delaware there and go straight in?
Well, what I usually do, and it was good until Washington this morning, I went down Mount Vernon, and then the boulevard was clean. So they must consider the boulevard a main street.
Well, it is. Yeah.
I went down Mount Vernon, took the boulevard to Delaware Avenue, took Delaware Avenue down to Washington, but when I looked down Washington, I did not see any cars and I could not see any street. So that's when I just went around and went down to. Yeah, I mean, I probably could have made it down Washington with 3.5 inches being the total accumulation, but I thought, why chance it when I can just go up here? And that's when I.
When you can go up there and think, now what am I going to do?
Yeah. You know, I tell you, something yesterday, and weather's interesting, but when I was listening to the weather report that Adam gave yesterday, and heaven forbid, I don't want to be critical of anybody here, but when he started off by saying 10 inches, now even though 10 inches, more than 10 inches apparently fell in southern Ohio, you know, I always wonder how close people are listening to the radio. Because if you're listening to a local weather forecast on a local station, and I know people in Marion have our station on 24/7, if you heard 10 inches, but you weren't listening, you know, sometimes people are doing other things. Would you think 10 inches were going to fall here?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's the first thing you would hear, and you'd perk up at that.
Yeah, that's what I listened to it yesterday purposefully because I was curious myself to what the average amount was going to be. And when the weather report started off with saying there was going to be a winter storm, a Izzy, and it could bring up to 10 inches in southern Ohio, I mean, that's the first thing that the weather report said. And then at the tail end, it said for the Marion area, somewhere in the neighborhood of an inch.
Well, he was kind of giving it for the whole state, wasn't he?
It seemed that way, which, you know, to each their own, I guess. But I...
Yeah, because I think Adam, you know, he does a good job, especially like the obituaries, you know, and all that. But, yeah, that might have been a little... If you assume that he's giving it for just the Marion area, that could send a chill down your spine.
Well,
up your spine.
Well, I wonder how many people after the weather forecast yesterday were really surprised this morning, because, you know, I mean, 3 to 4 inches is not really a whole lot of snow for Marion, mm-hmm. Ohio, but I did notice this morning that it seemed as if the trucks were not exactly ready. I mean, McDonald's parking lot, Walmart's parking lot had not been totally cleared when I went through them this morning. And there were just places that are normally in much heavier snowfalls pretty clear that were not this morning, oddly enough. Now, that also could be...
Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't they initially say 1 inch?
Yeah, and I think that's what happened. And I think also being the first snowfall of the season may have thrown them as well.
Right.
I imagine there were a lot of businesses on Mount Vernon Avenue and other places that depend on their parking lots that were not probably clean this morning,
because they
didn't anticipate that. And also, it's a weird day for it to happen because the schools, the banks, the government offices are not in.
Right, yeah, I imagine there were a lot of kids thought, oh, doggone it.
I know, what a day for this
anyway
to happen.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here. 28 coming up on 29 minutes past the hour, but again, measuring here at the station, 3.5 inches over on South Prospect Street, and Jeannie Evers out in Clarendon gave us a reading of 2 to 2.5 inches, so I guess... that's about how it's all trickling down. Any more reports out there? Go ahead, caller.
3.5 inches is Pleasant Township official right off of the banister on the east side of the dwelling.
What was that again?
3.5 inches. Yeah.
So you're right with us.
That's on the east side of the house down on the north side, and it whipped all around. I can tell by the ripples and stuff in the yard and stuff. That's the way it does, you know, different places. But, yeah, 3.5, Scott. And you know what? When you were talking to the young lady there just a minute ago about the rain gauge, the diameter, circumference, and stuff, why, I bought the ones a long time ago. Oh, they're only about around maybe 6 inches deep there, and you could probably maybe get your thumb down in them. And I've had the other ones like she's talking about with the floater, and the, you can read them about, oh, maybe 50, 60 yards if you want to look at them. You want to put your binoculars out there on the rail fence and look at them, you get that reading there, and they'll all read the same. It's kind of, your mind don't say that, and you know, you think, well, how can that be? But I know the ones that you could almost stick your thumb down in, just 3 inches, and you have one out there an inch and a half in diameter or something, it'll read 3 inches.
Yeah, it's always interesting because when I was doing that back at MRN, the thing about it is if you would have a light rain that maybe came in overnight, you always had to make sure that you went out there every day and checked that rain gauge, because even if it was less than an inch, if you did not dump that rain out when you had the significant rainfall, it would be off by about a half inch.
Yeah, but if you had them sitting side by side, you could have all kinds of gauges sitting there, they all read the same. It's just it's hard to imagine, but that's the way it'll do it. I don't know. I've seen it because I've had the different sizes, you know, and then they read the same. And you know, the snowfall, I stuck it out there in the yard about, oh, maybe 10 yards from the railing where I'm measured, and out in the yard, oh, it jumped up. It snowed more out there, Scott. It was 5.5 inches when I put down the yard. And you know what? I have a neighbor down here. I bought them a rain gauge for an anniversary gift. So I call them every once in a while. Same rain gauge I got. You know, hey, how many inches you got in that thing? And they'd tell me. And this is the truth. This is the truth. There's been several occasions over a few years here that they might have a fluctuation of a half-inch difference on that, and they'll say, oh, that's something. It could be the location, but I don't think so when you get that variation and you're pretty close to the same. But it's got to rain more one end of town than it does the other end. You know that. So why? There's got to be a place where the rain stops. And when I lived in town, it was pouring down rain across the street, and on our side, just across the street in town, it was bone dry. So that was really something that I've seen. And you and all of us that drive and vacation stuff, it'll be pouring down rain. Naturally, you'll see it up there, and then you'll drive into the rain or drive out of the rain, you know. So there's such a fluctuation in the weather that's accuracy. And I still think Adam does a wonderful job, like the lady said. The OVT's, he's really perfect on his pronunciation and everything there. And you are too, Scott. One thing I want to say, and I've been going to say a lot of times, when you're talking, I'm glad you keep it the way it is, because you haven't got any music dubbed in. That music dubbed in on television and radio just about drives me up the wall. What are we going to listen to, some record or somebody singing? Or are we going to listen to the person? I want to listen to the person loud and clear, and you are loud and clear, and really your words come out very clearly. You aren't mumbling, stumbling, or variation every day. So you're doing a wonderful job, and Adam, he does a wonderful job. I like to hear a little bit of humor like that. He likes to throw a little bit of humor in, and that, I think that's pretty good. You keep her right on the level, and you make up for the humor with your pronunciation. Pro. Did I say that right, Scott? Pro?
Progress, process, all those things.
I love you, Scotty. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Remember, if the line's bringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back in. We love to hear from you out there in listener land. 34 and a half minutes past the hour. Thanks to Jeannie Evers, we've got 2 to 2.5 inches out in the Clarendon area here at the radio station, 3.5 inches. And thanks to Ted and Carol Jolliffe out there in Pleasant Township, 3.5 inches. So it looks like 3.5 inches on this side of town and 2 to 2.5 out at out in the Clarendon area, out close to where I live. Okay, now the main roads. Now here's something I wanted to talk about. What are the main roads? Now we just had a conversation there a few minutes ago about clearly Route 95, Mount Vernon Avenue, whatever you call it, that's a main road. That's always pretty clear. 309, usually pretty clear. Center Street, 309, pretty clear. The Boulevard, I guess, is considered a main road. Now, that's, depending on who you talk to, that's probably considered a main road. I mean, it connects south to east, I guess, is the way that road runs. But I'm trying to think. When I worked downtown for those years, seems to me Center and Main and Prospect and State and Church were always usually pretty clear. And this morning over here, Delaware Avenue, Prospect Street, they're all pretty clear. Now, are those the main roads? Are there any roads that I'm forgetting that would be considered a main artery that they would clear, that the city would clear? 740-383-9944, but those are the ones that I can think of. Like coming down my road this morning, which is not a long road, to get on to Route 95, now it was not clear. Although I do think a snow plow had been back there, because as I was coming out of the driveway this morning, I saw a snow plow. So, could be. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, Mount Vernon Avenue, as long as I lived here, and it's been a long time, and that was the elite roads right there on Mount Vernon. That is a high dollar in our days, and it was pretty neat. You could drive down there, and that was smooth as glass, year around, a boy riding a bicycle from one end of that, man, was that ever a nice ride. But, yeah, that was always the people on Mount Vernon Avenue. They had the bucks, and they was kind of priority, you might say. I don't know how much it is today about money or priority or anything, but it's still kept up pretty good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Mount Vernon Avenue is usually pretty clear. When I was driving down it this morning, though, I was kind of surprised that when I pulled into McDonald's, that really their parking lot had not been plowed. Walmart really was not all that clear. And I really didn't see any parking lots down through there that were all that clear, which is kind of shocking because they usually are when they talk about a snowfall. And I don't know if they just underestimated this one. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I used to just drive down Mount Vernon Avenue to see how beautiful the properties and stuff were. They had gardeners and they had people out there, and they was just immaculate. I mean immaculate. And I mean to tell you, that was a highlight. And the people lived there. If a leaf dropped on the wrong place, they had somebody from the city or something out there taking care of it. You know what I mean? They wasn't delayed at all. They was immediate. And those people were very, very, very nice people. Don't get me wrong. They liked their area. They liked their homes. And they kept them that way. And it was something pretty good. I'd call that number one street in Marion at the time. The rest of the streets, they aren't as long and not a boulevard and a centerpiece down through there, you know. I mean, you just look around Marion and they end. They down there at the Four Corners. I call it the best Four Corners variant. It's where the Harding Memorial is, and the two graveyards and the Doughboy. That's the most really nice looking place in Marion. You figure out any others. I like to hear somebody tell me that the Four Corners and Arteries in Marion right there is the best in my book.
It's definitely a nice area.
Huh?
Definitely a nice area.
Well, it is. Yes, it is. Too bad they all have to be dead.
That's true. They don't get to enjoy it.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. Do you have any idea what they consider the main arteries in Marion? Did I leave any off there when I said Prospect Street, State Street, Main Street, Center Street, Church Street, Delaware Avenue, Mount Vernon Avenue, the Boulevard? I think those are the ones that they pretty much make sure are clear so people can navigate through the town. You know, I wonder what they base that on. Maybe high travel areas? Or are those the routes that the semi-trucks go through when they go through Marion? Are those the common semi-truck routes? I don't know. I wonder if Williamsport Road is considered a main route. Now, that would be in the county. I don't know. You know, because you can obviously in Marion get on 23. One of the major off-ramps to get on 23 is Williamsport Road, like 309 and like 95. But I don't know if Williamsport gets the attention that 309 and Mount Vernon Avenue get. Now, a lot of Mount Vernon Avenue and a lot of 309 are in the city. Now, Williamsport Road, I don't think falls in the city. Now, here's a question. Now, I don't know the answer to this. When it comes to snow trucks, does the city and county, do they team up on that like they do with the 911 calls? Or is that a totally separate thing? I don't know if the city and the county deals with that in a separate way. Phone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944. Also asking, how is it where you are? The first significant snow totals of 2022 here in Marion, Ohio. And again, just for the record, just for the tape here, 3.5 inches at the radio station, 2 to 2.5 inches out at Clarendon, and 3 and 3.5 inches out in Pleasant Township. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
I chime in here a few minutes. I went and got a yardstick, and I collected yardsticks and stuff, and I pulled one out, and here's one, for instance. It goes back quite a bit. The Danner Buick Company, Marion, Ohio, a Buick town, and you flip it over, and on the other side, Buick's the buy, Danner's the guy. And so that's kind of advertisement they put out. But another thing that's fading away is yardsticks. But I got that one. Here's another one, the last one, that I just can't remember, but I'll bet you other people remember stuff like this. Ballinger's, it says 153 North Greenwood, Marion, Ohio. Ballinger's, wallpaper, paint, glass, and more. And it gives the phone number, 614-387-5930. And I just always caught my eye about yardsticks, and I got some. I think the one on the wall you measured, you know where that comes from.
I do.
Yeah. So, I just had to put that little thing in there about Buicks. I'll guarantee you on Mount Vernon Avenue there was a lot of Buicks.
Oh, I bet there were.
And you know what? You didn't have to be a rich person to have a Buick. My dad, ever since I was born, he had a Buick. And didn't have a new one. He had a used one, but they all looked like his new ones. But my dad always boxed and shined them And he still walked to work. He down past, lived on Merkel, and he walked to work clear down by Sawyer Ledwood Park over across the tracks, Commercial Steel, for 48 years, raising us kids. So, yeah, his Buick was in the garage, but when we got her out, boy, that was a Buick. And I always remember my dad, Buick, and you didn't have to be a rich man to own one. And they went right to the same place. All the rich people went right to Danner Buick Company in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, that, hey, that's a good story. Hey, thanks for calling. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say, give us a buzz. If the lines are ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back in. 740-383-9944. Looks like the snow accumulation totals are between 2.5 and 3.5 inches in the Marion area. Now, if anybody else would like to report a snowfall in their area, let us know. 740-383-9944. Certainly would love to hear from you. Go ahead, caller.
A snowy good morning, Scott. This is Pastor Craig.
Hey, it's been a while. How you been?
It has been a while. I've been busy. We had a, my son and his wife had their fourth child.
Oh, so, congratulations.
Oh, thank you. And so that gives me a total of 5 grandchildren now. So it's been kind of busy here lately. But I just wanted to call in this morning and tell you that I live about 5 miles north of Mount Gilead. So the official snow report in Morrow County, north of Mount Gilead, is we got 2.25 inches.
2.25 in the Mount Gilead area?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's interesting. So it must have looks like, well, we got about an inch more here in Marion, which is, you know, that's quite a derivation between here and there.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny yesterday because I was watching the radar all late in the afternoon and in the evening, and it looked like for a while, when you're looking at the radar, it looked like Marion wasn't even going to get any. And then they had you had a little thin finger of dark blue on the radar that just kind of popped up, and it got bigger and bigger, and it just went right over Marion. So yeah, you guys got more than we got.
You know, I noticed that too. Last night about 6 o'clock, when everything started to happen, I was thinking about going out and doing something last night, and the snow started to fall, and I thought, well, it's only going to be about an inch. This is awful early to be starting. But you know, once it started at 6, it really didn't stop for quite a while.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Our snow was coming down light, but it was steady, and it came down till about 4 o'clock this morning. So it was steady, but it was light for us.
And I think we'll all survive.
Fortunately, we will.
We will. Hey, thanks, Pastor.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Pastor Craig giving us the official snowfall totals in Mount Gilead, Morrow County, 2.25. This morning. So we got Morrow County, Mount Gilead, 2.25 inches. We've got Pleasant Township, 3.5 inches. We've got Clarendon, 2 to 2.5 inches. And we've got right here at the radio station, 3.5 inches. So that looks like the snowfall totals in the area. 47 coming up on 48 minutes past the hour here. WWGH radio time. Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. And again, we congratulate Pastor Craig on his grandchild being born. Another grandchild in the family. That's always a nice thing. 740-383-9944. What are the snow totals in your area? Any big difference between here and there? It's kind of interesting now to me that out in Clarendon, which is about, I don't know, 2, maybe 3 miles from where I live, 2 to 2.5 inches, but over here on this side of town, 3.5 inches. So look how different it can be with just a few miles difference. All right, go ahead, caller.
Scott, have you gotten anybody that called in to do snow shoveling, or they do that with their snow blower thing?
You know, nobody's called in yet, but are you looking for somebody?
Well, yeah, I always keep numbers on hand, and since Tradio and stuff, Yes, sir. If I need anybody, I can call somebody.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me announce that here on the radio, and maybe in the last 10 minutes, we'll get somebody who will call in.
Okay, and when there's a snow, could you announce that? Mostly just when there's a snow, the numbers or something. You probably won't have that many.
Yeah, yeah. I'll see what happens.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Well, that's a good point. You know, a lot of people, senior citizens, people who have injuries, cannot get out and shovel their walks or snow blow them. Snow blowing seems to have become the big thing. If anybody in the Marion area is interested in shoveling for somebody or getting the snow blower out and doing some things for some people today, there are people of need out there. If your services are available, call in, give us your phone number, and we'll announce it here for the last 10 minutes, 740-383-9944. And as the caller said, a lot of people keep those numbers on hand. So if you call in and you do that or provide that service, they're liable to use you many times if you do a good job. So anybody who does snow blowing or snow shoveling, give us a call here. We've got about 10 minutes left to go, 740-383-9944. Now, I don't know if that's becoming a bygone thing, like some other things here in 2022. I hope not, because there are a lot of senior citizens, are a lot of people who might have back or knee injuries or heart conditions who can't get out and shovel or use the snow blowers in their own area, but they might like to get out of their driveway. So is there anybody out there who does this service or who would like to provide this service? Or do you know anybody who provides this service? Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944, 51 minutes past the hour. You know, I'm starting to think there are more and more private snow trucks out there, plows. Because when I was coming up 95 this morning, as I said, a lot of the driveways and parking lots were not shoveled out yet, but boy, there were a lot of snow plows on 95 this morning, which makes me think they might have got called out late, thinking this was going to be a much more minor storm than it actually ended up being. It definitely ended up with a little more snow than I think we thought. 52 minutes past the hour. Does anybody have any snow accumulation totals from around the Marion area? Anybody have any stories about the snowstorm last night, or is anybody doing shoveling or snow blowing for people in the Marion area? That always was a very popular item on Tradio when snow would come down. I guess people would call in and make some side money by going around and shoveling or snow blowing people's driveways and their sidewalks and so on and so forth. Living on a side street on a day like today is not a fun thing to do. Hope everybody who had to go out this morning, who had to go out to work, made it there okay. The only issues I had this morning were pulling out of my driveway and getting to the end of my street. That was a little more difficult than normal. And as I say, when I pulled into McDonald's this morning, I was kind of surprised that they were not plowed out. They were still pretty snow-covered in that particular area. Now, there was something else I was going to talk about this morning, but actually, I'm going to save that for tomorrow, because we're down to the last 6.5 minutes here on this program today, so I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. It is good to know that the Catwoman, Sue Millizer, who we've been looking to talk to, did get a note last week, or we think she got a note. She lives over in Silver Street, and a note was left to her thanks to one of our listeners out there, and we appreciate that. So hopefully we'll hear from Sue before too long of a time. Again, Marion still under a level 1 snow emergency at this time. Here at the radio station, the snowfall accumulation 3.5 inches Pleasant Township, 3.5 inches. Clarendon, between 2 and 2.5 inches. Morrow County, Mount Gilead, about 2.25 inches. Those are the reports that we have this morning. I don't know what it was like over in Bucyrus or, well, areas like that. This past weekend, went over to Ontario, went back to Fazoli's. Had not been to Fazoli's in quite some time. I love Fazoli's. If Marion could just get a Fazoli's, I would be completely in heaven. They, and I'm not a spaghetti eater, but they have this great pizza-baked spaghetti. And it's very affordable. And you get the free breadsticks at Fazoli's. And trust me, that's big enough a meal for anybody. So went to Fazoli's this past weekend. Probably had not been there since October. Went over there with Angie. She wanted to look at some clothes in that area. And also, I tell you, I went to the Walmart over in Ontario. And really had a good time over there. A lot of good stuff at the Walmart over there. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, did you survive?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think today on the TV we got more than they expected.
Yeah, I definitely think so. Most people were saying 1 inch, and even yesterday afternoon, somebody came up to me and said they had canceled the winter storm watch for this area.
Yeah, well, you know, it wasn't in none of them on the TV when they run across the screen. Marion wasn't even in it at all.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I don't know if the snow just hovered here. When it started to snow last night at about 6 o'clock, I thought, well, you know, maybe this is the start of the inch, but when it hadn't stopped by 10 or 11, I thought this could be trouble.
Yeah, so I got a paper here. It's called Hartzer's, HARTZER'S. And they do snow removal, fall cleanup, mowing at $20, and mulching and senior discounts and everything.
Oh, okay. What's the phone number?
740-223-6943.
And you say $20 an hour?
No, it said mowing starts at $20.
Oh, mowing.
And it has mulching, it has free estimates, senior discounts, fall cleanup, snow removal. And it's called Hartzler's Lawn and Property Maintenance.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, hey, I appreciate that. You know what I was thinking this morning? I was thinking about you this morning. I thought, boy, you know, the Chicken Shack just has no luck. Today's supposed to be their reopening after 5 days, and here this big snowstorm comes.
Yeah, really. I talked to my son yesterday because he likes to make potatoes and noodles. He said, next thing I know, he said, they're closed when I go to get me some.
I know. And today, I don't know how many people will be over there. Maybe they'll get open okay.
Yeah, I know this place here has a couple of girls that does it and a guy, and I do know they're reasonable as far as some of the yards, so we're lining them up to do our yards this year, so.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, thanks for the call.
Okay, Scott. Take care and have a good and a safe one.
You too. Stay well. Bye-bye. All right. Our friend Ralph calls in this morning. Here's a number if you are looking for some snow removal, 740-223-6943. That's 740-223-6943. Now, I don't know how much snow we're going to have this particular season, but good to have a number like that on hand, 58 minutes past the hour. And again, that number, get a pen and paper here. 740-223-6943. I don't even know if it's pen and paper anymore. Maybe people just pull out their phone and type the number in the phone. Does anybody else have any numbers for snow removal? Or maybe just, you know, your grandson, your son is not in school today because of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and maybe they would like to go out and shovel some walks, make some extra money. Give us a buzz here, 740-383-9944. I tell you, I was thinking about the Chicken Shack this morning because they have had the most interesting record here in January since they reopened. They opened, what was it? Not last week, but the week before, they opened on a Wednesday. And they were open for 2 days, and then they had some mechanical errors on Saturday, so they had to, or Friday, so they had to close. Then they opened back up Saturday, and they were open Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And then I think the following Tuesday, it was either Tuesday or Wednesday last week, they had to close again because of people getting sick and just staffing issues. So they said they were going to be closed for 5 days. So they were closed all last week, and they were going to open back up on the 17th, which is today. So they opened back up today, and now here we've got 3.5 to 4 inches of snow. I guess that's the way it goes. Don't forget mid-morning coffee break with Adam Malep on when this show is over today at 10:10 a.m. Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 4:10 until 5 p.m. And snow accumulation totals again out in Morrow County, Mount Gilead, 2.25 inches. Pleasant Township, 3.5 inches. Out in Clarendon, 2 to 2.5 inches, and here at the radio station on South Prospect Street, 3.5 inches. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Scott Spears for this day, heading for the dugout.
and do the show. That's, I mean, really, that shows me a lot.
Well,